Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Courage Ride Executive Director Leora Houghton. This is part one of a two-part interview. For those who don't know, what is the Courage Ride?
Courage Ride is a bike ride through rural areas around IMS that raises funds for sarcoma cancer research at Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Iowa. And it not only is a ride for raising funds, it's also just an awesome ride for people who like to ride.
And I believe there's a variety of different lengths or routes that riders can take part in.
Yes. We've got 12, 16, 24, 39, 59, 81, and 100 miles. And the interesting thing about that is we looked at our numbers last night of people that have signed up now, and it's pretty evenly distributed over all those distances.
And are those all paved routes?
They are all paved routes. Mm-hmm. We tried gravel for a couple years, and we decided that it wasn't very popular, so we're back to all paved.
How many are you expecting to be a part of the Courage Ride?
It turns out, in the last few years, always to be somewhere around 500. And we're looking to be about that this year.
Okay.
And that includes riders. And, you know, people can come and just hang out for the day or part of the day. We have lunch. We have snacks. We have, you know, rest stops at all the various places. We have, we're going to have games out. We have live music. We're going to have some guessing games. And we have a free dermatology check for skin cancer with the Iowa Docs.
And why do you hold the skin cancer screenings?
Well, Dr. Moe, who's been at sarcoma, one of the prime sarcoma researchers that helped set up the whole program at Iowa, has become even more so working with skin cancer. And cyclists, obviously, are outdoor people, so it's especially important for cyclists to watch their skin.
And those are free cancer screenings?
Free skin cancer screenings, and these are with people from the University of Iowa. They're coming and donating their time for this, for Courage Ride.
And this is the 14th year of the ride, correct?
Yes.
And how did this all begin?
Jackie and Tom Bailey's son, Seth, died from sarcoma cancer, and this was after years of being treated, you know, trying to figure out the best way to treat it, and he had played basketball with a prosthesis. He had gone to the Olympic Training Center in Colorado and was doing Paralympic swimming. And he was a very active person going to college. He was engaged. But he, you know, eventually succumbed to sarcoma cancer. And they wanted to do something to make a difference in the lives of people who suffer from sarcoma. And not just the people who suffer themselves, but their families and you know, what they had gone through to help prevent other families going through the same thing.
How much approximately has been raised from the Courage Ride since its inception?
It's hard to exactly say that. I know there is a figure. It's somewhere upwards of $650,000. All of our proceeds go to the Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Iowa. What I can say with exactness is that we provide 85% of the funding for seed grants at Iowa. And the seed grants are what are used to apply for national grants for sarcoma. So it's huge. Everything that starts right here, we're 85% funding of that.
How much do you typically raise in 1 year for the Courage Ride?
It can vary. I can tell you that the last couple years we've been able to give 50,000 to 60,000 each year. I think 1 year it was 70. So we give approximately 50,000 to 60,000 each year to go toward that fund.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Courage Ride Executive Director Leora Houghton. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.